Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Duck Call Room. Look, we asked you on our Instagram a couple of weeks ago to submit your questions. We haven't done a fan-only episode in a while. And today, that's what you got, because honestly, we're trying to pre-record for the holiday season so that we don't have to work through the holidays.
Amen. Amen.
So, there we go. We depended on you guys for the content of this one. Johnny D has all of the questions. I hope you were kind to him. But without further ado, Johnny D, let's get into our fan questions.
If they weren't kind to me, Beth cut all those out. So.
Oh, okay. I hope they were kind of.
Hey, say hey, Beth. Beth didn't want to say hey. But yeah, I got a ton of questions, and I'm just going to start.
She's kind of quiet.
Going through all of them.
It's almost like she's not.
Some
here.
Very serious. Some very light-hearted and silly.
All right, let's start with silly.
What's our favorite thing about each other? Oh. This is like a bonding therapy session.
Really?
That is from K.
K?
Well.
No, sorry. That is from.
The thing I like about Johnny D is he works at a bait store, so I ain't got to pay full price for my bait. There you go, boys. He's like a good woman. You can't hunt with him and can't hunt without him.
That's it. Hey.
Martin's just like a big old teddy bear. You just love it to hug him.
I'm like the son God would never have, but we also best friend, huh?
Do y'all hug a lot?
We hug a lot. Yeah, we tell each other we love each other about every time we're on the phone with each other.
Right. Hey, what's wrong with that?
No, I mean, these two men right here, for sure, been a huge impact on my life. I like them because, and I love them for this, actually, because everybody knows what we stand for, right? But ain't neither one of them, when I worked with them, tried to beat me over the head with a Bible. They just lived it and made me curious about what they were living. And for that, I am forever grateful. And they still do the same thing to today. Like, I know right now, I call John Goblin at 1 a.m. in the morning. He may not answer, but he going to call me back pretty quick.
He going to call you back.
And whatever I need, he's in. It doesn't matter what it is. Like, if I'm like, hey, I'm in a ditch, I'm stuck, he's coming. He's, first thing I say, do you get out? No. All right, I'm on my way. Yeah. Like, same thing with Si. Si going to make a couple of calls and make sure that that happens if he'll answer, if he don't hang up on me. Now, that's a 50-50 chance anymore. He got too many telemarketers calling him now.
Right.
But I found persistence is key. You just keep calling, hey, eventually.
Eventually say, wait a minute, hold it. Something about
you
that
gotta
number.
Let it, yeah. I can't hear, so you got to let it.
Something about that number is familiar. Better answer.
And Johnny D, crap. I mean, we shared a wall for 7-8 years. I mean, we've heard everybody's – we've heard each other's best and worst conversations with partners, our wives, our family. It doesn't matter. We've heard it all. We're like, ooh, that sucks. But
we've walked into each other's office and said,
you good?
You going to have a fun night tonight?
Yeah. Oh, you all right?
What'd you do this morning, man?
You all right?
Talked it out.
Yeah, Johnny D.
Kids' room this evening.
Johnny D's walked in there and said, hey, you want to come over and play PlayStation, eat pizza tonight? Like, absolutely. You know what I do? I do. I'm coming to your garage. That's what we're doing.
The old days of the garage.
You know, it is. I mean, we're at a very fortunate place that we work, even though J.D. isn't here anymore. But we truly are a family around here. Like, we take care of each other. And it's cool to not be coworkers, but to be friends, be brothers, be sisters in Christ and all that. So
blood can through Jesus.
Amen to that. So, which is, you know, another quality to admire. I want to know what Si likes about Goblin. I'm interested.
He's like me. He's always good for a good laugh. I'm serious.
He's serious, y'all.
Hey. Yeah.
Or both.
Because, hey, look, there's not enough laughter.
Amen.
Okay? You know, laughter covers a multitude of sin.
Boy, don't it.
Oh, I'm telling you. You know, that's what the only thing that's kept me and my wife together. It was laughter.
She'd have left you years ago, but every time she wanted to, she started laughing.
And low key, Christine's way funnier than anybody gives her credit for being too. She's
tacos.
She's a dry wit.
Well, it's the osmosis. She's being around me. Yeah, she catches it from me. So hey, it works out though.
I love it. I know what Si likes about me. I ain't worried about it. I'm a chauffeur.
He's like a big brother.
A
big brother.
Goblin's son and Si's big brother.
Yeah.
That's it.
You're an ageless wonder, Martin.
Look, I'll tote Si anywhere and he knows it.
And you're like a first cousin. Your family.
Somebody you can beat the tar out of still love him. Yeah.
And he'll still love me.
Hey, that's one thing about life is you got to know where you're at. I like being a first cousin of Si.
My goodness gracious.
That's funny.
That is good. I'm Si's big brother. Think about that. I guess it's just because I'm big.
I'm Si's first cousin. It's because he picks on me, but he still loves me.
You know what that means?
But he's not sure why.
But you know what I just heard? We're both in the wheel. So.
Yeah, boy.
Whoa, whoa. No.
Winner. It's called the Duck Call Room Podcast because nobody'd listen if he wasn't with us.
Ain't that the truth?
Oh, man.
No, I wouldn't. No, I'm kidding. But.
I digress.
Yeah. All right. We got what's.
I keep going.
Yeah. Let's keep rolling.
I really like this one.
All right.
And these are from Instagram, so I don't have.
Wait a minute. You didn't answer.
Oh. Well, I like you because you spend a lot of money on fishing bait. And that makes my wheel higher.
Did you mark them up for us?
And you think you're saving money, so that we both win.
Yeah, we both win. When somebody fishes as much as Godwin, you can give them a discount, and you're still coming out all right.
Yeah. Yeah, you're playing the law of averages.
No, I think it's the thing with all of it. We're all friends, and I know when I come in here, I'm going to laugh. And I know when I worked here, it was like, well, got to go to work today. At least I'm going to laugh and have fun while I do it because life's too short to be. And I think that's the legacy Si left on this place. Like, you can go to work every day, and shockingly enough, you can have a good time.
Yeah. You can not hate your job.
Yeah. And
it exists. The opportunity for that exists.
And there's going to be some stuff. Like, I don't think Si was necessarily just loving punching reeds all day for a long time.
Yeah.
But he did it with a smile on his face, and then he had a fun time whenever the opportunity arose to cut up and have fun.
Well, in fairness, he only did it 4 or 5 hours a day.
That's right.
He got at least 3 hours of nap.
But here's the thing.
Nobody else could do it.
Hey, I didn't have but one job after was to make sure that Jason, Gowan, and all of y'all had reeds to put in the duck hole.
And we never didn't have them.
That's right. Y'all never did. I have to say, hey, look, we're out of reeds.
Job well done.
And if we did, we'd never said anything. We just went and made them ourselves.
That's right.
But that I was—he
had them pre-cut. He had the hard part done. Actually, the hardest part was cutting them, knowing which way that plastic was bent. That was the hardest part. And if Si did his job on marking that and cutting them, anybody could sit there and make them after that. But the hardest part was actually looking at that piece of plastic and determining which way it was bent. And we've had several try it since, and wasn't none of them as consistent as that man.
Well, no, because I actually brought consistency, to the reed system.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Stone upped me one by go ahead and bring it into the 20th century.
Even the 21st, somehow.
Oh, even the 21st. Yeah. He automated it, where it was just, then all you had to do, the reeds were cut, they were put together, and they were right. They were the right length. You didn't have to trim them.
Okay. Yeah.
So he upgraded it where it was just, hey, you put them in there, and you really didn't even have to blow them.
See, that's what I love about these questions. You never think we get to talk about making reeds, but here we are.
Well, it's
we can meander with the best.
It's what I think about. When I think about Si, I think about, boy, that job sounds kind of boring.
Oh, it is.
And stop. See?
Just,
but he was a perfect contender.
Look at that. We done messed around and got to the first break.
One question down, 49 to go.
Yeah. We'll be back.
I'll see what we can do.
All right, Johnny. Well,
I got another good one that it pertains to all of us, and we have to rank ourselves.
In what?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Of what?
Of who would be the last one standing in the zombie apocalypse?
Oh, that'd be me.
You'd You gonna make it the longest?
Godwin's done raised his hand, saying he's gonna be the one last man standing.
You're not running's not gonna be your strong suit.
I'm gonna give Si.
Running, I ain't gonna run.
I'm gonna say Si is the last one standing because they're gonna look at him and think he is one. Si's gonna go with the decoy technique.
You're gonna get punished.
You may be. Hey, you may be right there.
Si's just gonna stand there.
I can fool them, JD. I can fool them that I'm one of them.
Yeah. They're going to say, ain't no way he's human.
I retract my prediction.
Yeah. So
that's a good point. He retracted, boys.
And then I think me, you, and Goblin all get snuffed out at the same time. So they probably catch us at a buffet somewhere, and we're just like, Goblin's at this point like, well, the apocalypse coming. Let's go eat.
Yeah. He's
giving up on the incredible shrinking man, and then we just get got while eating TSO chicken somewhere. Like,
no.
And rice. No, plenty of rice.
Y'all are at Johnny's Pizza House. Or
there you go.
Goblin said, apocalypse is here, boys. Johnny's on Warren Buffet lunch.
There we go.
And if they're smart, they'll let us get done and walk out the door because then you can't move. I mean, you feel like the Michelin man. And yeah.
I don't think I have any abilities to survive the zombie apocalypse except for I have an uncanny ability to be the man beside the man in charge. So I feel like I would identify like a stone and be like, yes, sir. What do you need me to do?
How can I help you?
How can I help you, sir? And that's my only chance of surviving.
Yeah.
If I'm by myself, me, done.
Eventually, what kills zombies? I don't even know. Do bullets work?
You got to
in the head.
Bullets
head.
In the head. Well, see,
yeah,
I'm good for like 11,000 of them right now, currently.
Yeah.
I mean, I can head shoot with the best of them.
Yeah.
But problem is, I'm eventually going to run out of bullets.
Now, you're going to have an endless supply of bullets.
Why is that?
Well, it's just a fiction email, so we got a fictitious amount of bullets.
And I just
unlimited
became a way better shot, too. Pow, pow, pow.
I still say Si outlasts us all because they think.
Yeah, I like that.
That's my real prediction.
I think you're right.
All right, what else you got?
All right. This one from MG.
MG.
Or maybe a Q. I don't know. What is your go-to Chick-fil-A order? I think that's an important question that the whole world needs to hear.
Oh, for everybody?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I don't order from there no more.
But what was it in the day?
I did get a grilled chicken, that deluxe.
That thing's good.
That's spicy one they
waffle,
got.
Hey, I was just saying, that's what I have for dinner today. Yeah.
The grilled spice.
Don't forget the Chick-fil-A sauce.
I wasn't ready for it.
That sucker good, though, ain't it?
Hey, when I bit it, it bit me back.
Yeah. That cilantro, lime, whatever it is, that thing is good. Like, when that's available, that's my go-to with extra pickles. I love pickles.
Oh, yeah.
No, pickles.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, he's right.
I'm off the pickles.
A large fry and large unsweet tea.
Yep.
That's what. But if they don't have that, then I just get the spicy chicken sandwich with extra pickles.
Oh, I could eat a
spicy chicken sandwich, bucket. Large fry, large Coke Zero. That's what I have for lunch today and probably will have tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's how we roll. Spicy, everything.
Everything's spicy.
I could eat a 5-gallon bucket of it right now.
What's that?
All of the above.
All of the above.
All of it.
He said,
all
just give me it. One of everything.
Well, then pay no attention to that case of Christmas tree cakes on the back seat of my truck.
It's the Lord's.
Your wife's calling.
It's the Lord's chicken.
She's going to have to wait.
All right, here's one. JD 07 emailed in, why does the United States rule at soccer? Well, buddy, they don't, so I'm sorry. I emailed in to their own thing.
That was
dumb. I just happened to run across that. All right, question specifically for Godwin.
Oh, here we go.
From y'all need to put y'all's names on Instagram. I have a question for Godwin. What's your favorite book of the Bible and why?
Favorite book, I guess Luke, which does attribute to Luke and Acts, is because Luke is writing it to his friend Theophilus, and it kind of just makes it, you know, better. I mean, it just touches me somehow. Like it's.
Hey, I can appreciate
like it. It's a real book. I mean, it is a real book, but it just.
Personal
He's
letter.
Writing it to it. Yeah, personal.
Personal letter.
Because he wants his buddy to know about it.
Yeah, he's imploring his friend, like, hey, bro.
Yeah.
Remember what I told you? I went ahead and wrote it down.
Yeah,
this is what we've seen. And
my bro, Theophilus.
Yeah.
Si, we can all answer this.
Well, that's a hard one to do, but I guess I would go with Acts. Acts of the Apostles, mm-hmm. and all the stuff they went to. And the main thing I get out of it is the urgency about, you know, hearing the message and then obeying it.
Yeah.
You know, because the Acts, they didn't fool around. You know, Paul and Silas was in the jailhouse, you know, and the Lord shook the doors open, everything, and the guy was fixing to kill himself, the guard. And he said, hey, don't harm yourself. Everybody's still here. We're all right. You know, so it was just, but that's a hard one to say because there's so many other ones that the information is there throughout the whole Bible.
Yeah. You know? Hebrews. I like Hebrews.
I know.
I love the book of James. I like Philippians. I like a lot of those smaller
Colossians.
Books. Colossians. Yeah, I like a lot of those smaller
ones. He likes a quick read.
Well, it's not even that. I think a lot of those, and not that the whole Bible is not transferable to today, but I think a lot of those smaller books just show you that they were dealing with a lot of the same things then that we are now.
Well, there's nothing. The Bible says
it. You know,
I'm in Ephesians.
There's nothing new.
Love it. Galatians.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah. There's nothing new under the sun.
Well, it was Paul,
it's
right?
It's all been said and all been done.
Yeah.
Okay, you know.
All those books were Paul writing to people who were, like, trying to figure things out, which is us.
Yeah.
And so you can really just be like, oh.
Here's what he meant.
And then I will say this. Lately, I've been on this little Old Testament kick. What?
Yeah.
And, you know.
First Samuel.
Well, I like all them Israelites, you know. Had it so good, then complain about when it just goes a little wrong. And it just reminds me of a certain country that I know and was born in. And like, it's like, oh man, you didn't do enough for us. And then we get all mad and that everything's not perfect anymore. And then
it was a king.
And then God shows up and puts quail through our noses. And you're like, why is it now? I'm sick of this. So
quail are way better to go in your mouth than your nose.
Yeah, right? Well, God, the Lord said it's going to come out your nose. You'll be sick of it.
Oh, man.
So, hey, that's a great question.
Yeah.
All right. We ready for another one?
It did sound like, though, we went from the front to the back of it really quick.
You know, sometimes
so I'm just like, yeah, favorite book. Yeah, this, that. Then you start thinking about parts of all of them. You're like, yeah.
My favorite book of the Bible is the Holy One.
It's the Bible.
It's just the Bible.
It's the Bible.
Read the whole thing. You'll find some crazy stuff in there, too.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a interesting one. What was your favorite moment from the Duck Dynasty days that never made it on TV?
Ah, my pants ripping on the date episode.
Your pants ripped on
when they set up the fake dinner with me and Si out there in the warehouse. They were having us sitting on like pallets of stuff, and for whatever they had to sit me lower because I'm so tall. So that
because you were going on a practice.
Yeah, I was going on practice date with Si, but they had to sit me lower because I'm so tall, so that we're on like the same eye line. And when I went to sit down, like
rip,
my pants just went.
Rip.
And ripped from my crotch to my ankle. And I was like, that's a bad deal. But, you know, I was like, hey, I'll wear it.
I have forgot all about that. That's such a funny episode, too.
And nobody knew.
Hey, calm down over there, Tiffany.
Oh, Tiffany.
Yeah, but it did. My britches ripped from my crotch all the way to my ankle just from sitting on a pallet. Of course, they were under a lot more pressure then than they are now. But about 40 pounds more pressure.
Godwin, you got anything?
I don't recollect nothing that didn't make it. All my stuff was good.
Oh, we had the.
Hey, there you go, boy.
We had one full episode that didn't make it.
There is a lost episode. Is that even on DVD anywhere?
Not that I'm aware of.
I had one scene that I was in that just when Willie was trying to make the new sandwich, and I was like, use jalapenos. He said, no, they're too hot. And I was like, and so I just started shoving jalapenos in my mouth to prove a point, and it got uncomfortable, and then everybody's just dying laughing. I was like, that's probably pretty funny TV. Never seen it, never heard from it.
No.
Don't know what happened. Just me eating jalapenos.
There you go.
Si didn't watch the show.
Yeah, he wouldn't know what made it and what didn't. So
no.
He said, I don't sound like that.
You kids ever heard a nom? If that
was was the funniest one. Jay said, I can't believe that you said all that stuff in front of them kids. Y'all, and I said, Jason.
Bengal tiger.
I said, Jason, I will have a green screen behind me about 90% of the time.
That's not true.
That's telling the secrets, though. I've seen Martin over at Winch.
I don't care. We've been paid.
Those kids were in there.
I don't care.
That part was for sure.
Hey,
well, our next question was, is Duck Dynasty's fully staged? Apparently 90% of it.
Not fully.
Apparently 90% of it was a green screen.
If I was in it, it wasn't nothing staged.
Yeah. Couldn't nobody write for Cy?
No.
Oh, man. Well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this. We're back. Johnny D. Let's fire some more questions. What else did the folks of the Graham want to know?
Martin.
What?
Why do you... Mike has to ask you, why do you call people Hammer? And what does it mean?
You know, I'm not real sure. I know where it started. It started from back when my dad was at the paper mill. A lot of them folks out there at the paper mill, Godwin can probably attest to this, had nicknames for each other. And somehow I ended up with all of his buddies, them calling me Hammerhead. So eventually I shortened it to Hammer. And then also there's a fisherman that is a good buddy of mine, Terry Scroggins. They call him Big Show. And he calls everybody Hammer.
All Hammer.
We done found them crappies over there now, Hammer. And so I don't know if he got it from a meal deal or if he just started calling everybody Hammer. I don't really know. But generally, in my mind, it's short for Hammerhead. And it generally is used not necessarily as a term of endearment. Generally, like,
wait, you call me that all the time.
Only when you say some weird stuff, I'll call you Hammer. If you'll ever notice when I call you that, it's generally because you just said something. I was like, I don't know about that, Hammer. But, you know, it's just that kind of deal. But, them meal hands were wild, man. Everybody that worked out there, wasn't they going?
They were.
Do you have a nickname out there?
The Flying Flea.
Oh, they had, man, all them maintenance boys had nicknames for everybody. Yeah. It was, but that's who I grew up duck hunting with.
Well, I might have had, but they ain't.
They never said it to your face?
I didn't know about it.
They was worried about you. See, they scared of you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of the story on Hammer.
All right.
That's kind of the story on Hammer.
All right. Well, Big G also
has
a question for all of us.
Big G
asks, where would you be without Duck Commander today? Bum, bum.
Probably in rehab.
I'd probably be homeless.
I mean, I ain't no doubt. I was headed down the road. I don't know where I'd be. Prison, rehab, dirt.
I'd probably be homeless.
I mean,
you think you'd be homeless?
Yeah.
I'd be working at Graphic Packaging.
Yeah.
Running an old printing press.
Stamping out beer cartons.
I'd probably be telling people how to run them by now.
Your hearing would be shot, though. It'd be gone by now.
Huh?
Yeah. That's what I meant.
He said, "Hawk."
Yeah.
My dad probably would have fired me by now if I would have went straight there. So,
I may be working for your dad at this point.
Yeah, you trying to find where my I'd be back at Super One just stacking apples.
The problem is, or the good thing for your dad is, though, like, he wouldn't have to pay me. We'd just have to settle up at the end
of the week.
I probably wouldn't be throwing jackhammers. I'd be on that original chatterbait, something fierce. Be on that $5 version instead of that $20 version.
Collecting lead and pouring them.
I'd be stealing roofing jacks off people's houses to make jig heads.
Yeah.
Like, not that I've done that before.
Yes, he has.
I didn't steal them. They were in a pile.
They were in a pile.
They were on the ground.
Yeah, they just got through putting on a new roof. I asked them if I could have them. Works good, though. It's good lead for digging.
That's funny.
There you go. But, who in
mess off the top of it, though?
I legitimately don't know. I don't know what I'd be doing or where I'd be.
I was here the shortest time, and that was a decade.
I mean, I looked at something this morning from Facebook in that little memories deal, and it popped up as like a picture that I took of me, Cy, and Godwin that said 13 years ago. So I've been here 14 years. I'm 37. We're crowding 50% of my life has been spent here at this point. And it's like, so to ask what I have no clue.
Yeah.
Like, I know this. I was lost when I got here. Yeah. In every which way imaginable, lost. So.
And Si's been here for 30.
30-ish, yeah, 32. Something.
Yeah.
30, 31, 32. Goblin's been here for 20, 22.
I bet. Well, I worked 24? Part-time in 99. I started working part-time.
23 years.
I've been here longer than I was at Riverwood.
Goblin experienced YTK here. I was there
21.
Yeah, Goblin was worried if our shipping computers were going to make it overnight. I was going to get the orders out the next day. That's wild, man. What's it going to do when it rolls to double zeros? Just keep going.
So it's hard to say where we would be because we were all here so long.
Yeah. And really, it kind of key parts of our lives, too. Like, not during the boring stages. I mean, yeah, so it's kind of a, yeah, man, God is good. That's what I'll say about that.
Yep. Amen. All right, ready for a weird one? Or a tough one? Yeah. Or actually, it's kind of easy.
Oh, boy.
All of them rolling. Oh,
that went from
weird, tough, easy.
Well, it's just like.
Is that what you call it?
Yes, I love the Waffle House. Was that the question? I mean, it's kind of.
No, that's not weird or tough. That's easy. Over easy. Thank you. Mark.
Covered in spoilers.
What is y'all's best advice?
Who's Mark?
He's the one that asked the question.
Oh.
Mark. We're asking you. No, yeah. We're giving you the advice, Mark. What is y'all's best advice for a high school boy?
Best advice.
Keep that thing in your pocket. If Phil Robertson were here, he would say, hey, keep that thing in your pocket. You won't have anything to worry about later
100%. And that was the first thing I thought whenever you read that question, which is why I about choked over here when you actually said it.
Keep that thing.
He'd say, hey.
That's the number one advice.
Mm.
That's from Phil, not us.
I remember you're in high school, man. It's great. One of the greatest times of your life. You got a few responsibilities starting to kick in, but overall, you got a roof over your head. Your bills are minimal. You got a lot of built-in freedom because you're probably driving. So take advantage of it because trust me, those days are numbered, my friend.
Numbered days. Si?
Well, I was sitting here trying to think of that. Yeah. And that's a tough one to tell someone young. Yeah. But I wish someone would have told me, you know, think more about what you're going to do when you grow up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because in high school, you ain't there yet.
Because
you think
you know, scatterbrain ain't the word, okay? You know, because no.
Would you go back to high school?
I would go back to middle school.
Younger?
Yeah, to middle school.
Even less responsibility.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe. No, Si's just shaking off all responsibility. So. Get that out of here, son.
I was thinking third grade.
Let's start over.
Wait, when did we have them snacks in class? Yeah, let's go back to then.
I just remember that girl from New Mexico showed up in the third grade. It's a good year.
Well, see, that was my problem.
Sure, I'm glad Allison don't listen to this because you've held on to that one for a while.
What?
Hammer.
Oh, no. She was gone a couple years later. I just remember.
Oh, boy.
It. Good year.
Third grade, you don't even know. Never mind.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
No, I think the most important thing for a high school boy to remember, besides Phil's advice, that might be the most number one advice.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's solid.
But don't take.
I wish I would have.
Girls, seriously, don't take anything too seriously because you're dumb.
Yeah.
And you think you're smart and you might think you have it all figured out, but you don't.
But
you
trust me, that head is still fully submerged in between them cheeks. Yeah. You ain't come nowhere near close to pulling it out of there.
And
yet,
you might think you have your whole life planned out, but you don't. And no. So it goes back to what Martin said. Have fun.
Enjoy it.
Just
man.
Enjoy it while you can. Because
remember, you're in high school. Get a job. Start learning responsibilities. But don't get so caught up in those responsibilities that you forget you're a kid, man. Because you're still a kid.
Yep.
Enjoy it. Live it. Because life is coming.
And learn while you're there.
Yeah, learn. Enjoy it.
Make mistakes.
Make mistakes. Make friends. Like, find you some friends. Find you some lifelong friends. I've still got several from high school.
I do, too.
Yeah. So, good. I mean, there'll be a lot of those people around you will be with you for the rest of your life.
That's why I tell people all the time when I'm out speaking, you know, especially the young people, that, hey, this is, to me, it's just my opinion, the best time of your life. Because look around you, and all the people that you know, they're going to be with you for, like, if you're in the second grade, they're going to be with you 10 more years.
Yeah.
Up to high school.
Unless they're from New Mexico.
Yeah. And just,
yeah. I don't even know what happened to them. Yeah. She dated Matthew Dobbs for a while.
But no, you're right. Yeah, because you forge those relationships. And it's actually like where you start to learn how to build relationships. Yep. And it's a cool time in your life. It really is. But I think that's one of them deals like people ask you all the time, go back to the glory days. And I feel like every day that we're in are the glory days. Like I just feel like...
I feel like I'm in the good old days right now.
That's what I'm saying. But I think if you ask me in 10 years, I'm going to say, yeah, we're in the good old days right now. Like I think it just stays with you, and your stage of life is what changes. Like
And you enjoy different things.
Your outlook on life, everything in your life means something different. Like at 16, whatever that was, my only concern, we're not going to go into all of them. I had a few of them, but... Like one of the things that consumed me was seeing just how many ducks I could kill. Like at 16, 17, my eyes were red, son. I had to kill them.
You go to like, Woody Roosh.
Like in the morning and evening. Like, I mean, I'm talking about I had to be after.
Oh, yeah.
These days, I can look out there like, ooh, clouds, no wind, no thank you. Hello, Brittany. Would you like some breakfast? Like, I mean, but that, and I would consider right now a section of good old days in my life, just like I can look back on those and say, man, that was a lot of fun. And so I think it just, wherever you're at in life, that outlook changes, and so does the definition of good old days. So, but
it's like kind of like food. You change, you know, you begin to try and enjoy other things. And that's the relationships built.
Except for balsamic vinegar.
Yeah, it's always changing. Never the same.
Stay away from that vinegar.
Yeah.
Ain't that right?
My wife ordered that on the salad the day, and I thought of you. I said, gross.
So bad. All right, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this.
You ready for another one, Martin?
I am. I'm ready.
Who wants a Martin fatherhood specific make him judge both of his kids question?
Yeah,
I do. Y'all people really need to get Batsmith _ something. Which of Martin's sons would play the baby Jesus in the church nativity play this year?
Neither one of them.
Either one of them.
Brittany ain't gonna let them out of her sight.
Well, Brittany can be married. That,
they both bad. Like, I mean, no, ain't none of them worthy of being holy. Are you kidding?
Either of them sit there for, let's say, 20 minutes?
I would have said up until now, Jackson could no doubt do it. But like the last 3 days, my man has just, he is like the exact opposite of the kid he used to be. He used to just lay there. You can leave him still about 10 minutes. He's asleep. He's now on team no sleep during the day.
Team no sleep.
And just, you know.
Sleep when we're dead.
And eat everything that you will throw in front of him, which hasn't really changed, but now he gets this deal where he only like craps once a day. And so by like the whole time he's getting fussier and fussier because his belly hurts. And like, we're trying all the things like the bicycle kicks, probiotics, which are very expensive, by the way. Probiotics for babies are unbelievable, but gas drops, you name it. We're trying it all. But like, he's just like, no, I'm a one time a dayer. And I'm like, bro, I'm wondering if you're my child now. Yeah. I can set my watch by mine.
Is it in the morning after he gets up?
It changes every day, but it's only once.
That's when I go.
Me too. Yes, very quickly.
After my coffee.
Yeah, very quickly after
I get to walking around a little bit and doing whatever I'm going to do.
But Waylon, yeah, I mean, if you wanted an interactive baby Jesus, then Waylon's your guy because his eyes are wide open all the time. And he don't miss much, and he'll stare right into your soul. So, like, I mean, but.
Waylon would be him.
Yep.
Waylon would be him. All right. There's your answer on the world of Waylon, Jackson, and Martin.
And Brittany.
All right. We got a question from Ireland.
Irish.
Godwin, you might want to take your headphones off for this one.
Uh-oh.
Why is that?
Well, because we got to talk about Christmas tree cakes, baby. What in the world is a Christmas tree cake? We don't have them in Ireland.
You need to roll, buddy.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I'm not one for relocating, but you might need to think about it.
Hey, but don't fret. We ain't got leprechauns. So
that's right. Hey, there you go.
And we don't have a football team named after us. So, like, the Fighting Irish.
Well, they're the Patriots.
Huh? Yeah, whatever. Yeah,
whatever.
But
so a Christmas tree cake. Martin, do you want to give them a rundown?
I got a case of them in my truck if you want me to
get them.
No, I'm that's why I didn't bring them in here because they're for everybody, but I didn't want to tempt you.
Imagine if you were to order the greatest wedding cake in the history of man for your wedding.
And individually pack it.
Put it individually pack it where you could almost fit the whole thing in your mouth and covered it in green sugar sparkles and just wonderfulness.
Wonderfulness.
And it's only available for like 2 months a year.
Yeah,
so
it's kind of like the McRib.
It's white cake with thick frost.
Right smack in the middle.
Oh, I'm going to eat one today. I'm going to grab a cake. Yeah. A box from you.
Yeah, hey, they're for everybody. There may be a few boxes.
So that,
in the shape of a Christmas tree.
Yeah, that's the important part of it.
Yeah. Because like you think, you look at it and you're like, man, it's just a zebra cake. But in the shape it's really not.
It's really not. Yeah, it's zebra different. Cakes are garbage.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true.
Whoa, no, they're not.
Okay. All right. Amy asked, what did we get our wives for Christmas?
Twins.
I like it.
I like it.
Yeah. What did you get your wife for Christmas? Twins. Okay.
A remodeled house.
Oh, yeah. Y'all on budget this year, huh?
Yeah. Well, we're just like, hey, if you want to get something, get it for the kids. Please let it be diapers, wipes, or whatever, formula.
I will find out Christmas Eve what I got my wife.
Who's doing your shopping? Philip?
My wife. No, my wife.
You just tell her to go have fun?
Hey, I just tell her, hey, you go buy what you want, darling.
Hey, on Black Friday for Amazon, I did get her one of those little small jump packs. For like jumping off your car.
Oh.
One of the tiny ones. Because I've had her one of the big ones like that I got in my toolbox. But I saw they had one of the tiny ones on for like $65 and I bought one for her. So I already gave it to her. So I don't know if it counts as Christmas.
It counts. So my wife's birthday is December 7th. Mm-hmm. Our anniversary is December 18th. And then there's Christmas. So I just buy stuff.
So you're just hemorrhaging money.
Yeah. No, I buy stuff and then 7th comes, I pick some out, give it to her then. 18th comes here, but the other night she was on her phone. She goes, "Man, I'm getting old." And I said, "Why?" And she said, "I said, why you say that?" She goes, "This car vacuum cleaner that's for sale looks really cool. I just bought it like the day before."
Oh, you pre-bought?
Boom! I bought it before she said it, and then she found out she really wanted it. And I was like,
"And she's never gonna believe it."
Well, I went ahead and told her I bought it. That way she would believe it. I said, "You're never gonna believe this. Look at the Amazon card.
Right.
I just bought it.
Okay, that's a good look.
You know,
that's a
but
good
I will look. Say, so for our anniversary, and we're filming, we've already said we're filming this a little
for ahead. The anniversary, you got her a vacuum cleaner?
No.
Oh.
No, I kind of went.
That's for Christmas?
I kind of went, yeah.
Oh. You got her house back for anniversary.
I did buy her a vacuum cleaner for Christmas one time, and I thought it would be funny, and she kind of didn't like it, but then she really liked it. But, so for, this is a cool gift, and I was a little nervous, but, so I haven't given it to her yet. We're filming ahead of time, so nobody say anything if you're in the room, but I found this website, and I got her a necklace from Israel, because my wife's a big Bible studier, and it has the entire Bible engraved on this tiny little thing, like some fancy Israeli technology, and you can only see it through a microscope. And I'm like, oh, she's going to dig that. But then I was all nervous because I thought it would just, you know, ship from America and, like, be insured and stuff. So I had 8 days of sweating about a necklace in the mail. It went to Germany. Then it went to Cincinnati. So but I got it.
Do you have a microscope?
I don't have a microscope. So we can't read it. But
so you can't even prove that it's not just a gold chain?
You know,
it's like buying
you
like
can
a pearl
tell
necklace
there's stuff
in a parking
on
lot
it.
That tastes suspiciously mini. Like,
you can tell.
You can tell it's been engraved. You're like, wow, there's a lot of little bitty things on this tiny piece of.
That's what I'd say.
Chip, but I think she's gonna like it.
I
that's what I'm going with.
As long as she doesn't have a microscope, I don't know.
Yeah, don't get a microscope and find out.
There ain't no telling what it says.
The only thing I'm nervous about is they said you had your choice between King James and like it in Hebrew. And I was like, well, I can't really read King James, but I really can't read Hebrew. So
you can't read it anyway. So
we're going with King James. So like if she ever gets it and then gets a gets a like heads up to ULM and gets a microscope and then looks at it.
It's gonna say doth hath.
Well, but what if it's in Hebrew and I click the wrong one?
You know what it's gonna say? Got him.
God, no. No, these are good people. I'll let you know if I ever get a microscope. Carter probably has one.
Yeah, science set. All right, well, let's take our last break.
What's Godwin getting? Oh,
time out. Godwin, what you got? What you getting, Miss Paula?
A deer feeder.
A deer feeder.
Son, you winning. Hey. You at the stage of life where you winning at Christmas presents. Right. All Miss Paula care about deer hunting. Last year, you got her trail camera.
Mm-hmm.
I know because you asked me which ones to get her.
Yeah, and I got them, too.
He That's got them.
Man, yeah,
and some muck boots.
Wow,
yeah, but hey, that's enjoyable.
That's good. Hey, if that's what
she wanted, a little shoes, you know,
no.
Shoes, not the boot,
a little shorties.
Mm.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, there you go. All right, let's take our last break. We'll be back right after this.
Back, and I got tons more questions. Man, we didn't get through hardly any of these.
We may have to do another one of these.
Maybe like,
dare me.
Maybe like do another one later this week. So maybe look at Instagram if you're in the future and watching this and can go back in the past. Never mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, once again, weird Instagram name. It's not really a name, but she said her little sister Tara listens to y'all's podcast religiously. Would you mind saying hi to Tara?
Hi, Tara.
Hi, Tara. Hi, Tara.
Thanks for listening.
Boom.
Hope you're watching.
One more question.
Merry Christmas, Tara.
A couple days ago. All right. Well, knock that one out. All right. If you could only eat one protein the rest of your life, what would it be?
Ribeye.
With the handle on it?
It's got to have a handle.
Fish.
Tenderloin. That stone cooks.
Chicken. You can do anything with chicken.
Hey. That's the same way I feel about fish.
Yeah, that was a tough choice.
I'm using one that's a lot of avenues to be.
But see, it does it have to be a certain type of fish?
No, he just said what type of protein.
Oh, see, that could change my mind.
I could have crappies. I could have tunas. Uh-huh.
See, now I was just thinking.
Fish.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff I can do with him.
Fish might be better than chicken in this scenario.
I can eat it raw.
Oh, no.
Ugh. You don't like tuna, raw. You don't like raw fish?
No, I don't like sushi.
You ain't never eat tuna,
buddy.
No.
I don't like raw fish.
You can eat ribeye raw.
You wouldn't even think it was raw. That's what I'm saying.
No,
You wouldn't even think it was raw.
I don't want to hear that. I would know it's raw.
No, you wouldn't.
You can look at it. It says it on the package in the gas station. It says raw.
Well, why are you buying your sushi for me?
Just kidding.
The only thing you buy at the gas station is them boiled eggs.
You know what's real good at gas station? Chicken. I'm just saying, chicken rules.
Boiled eggs and a meat witch. I've had them a couple of times.
Oh, man, how good
is that? Gas station lunch.
You got to cook
it. Gas station meat pie. Oh, my goodness.
You got to cook it. That's why I took a tenderloin. It's light pink.
What you doing there, son?
My ears fell off.
He just broke his thing.
Good grief.
And there you could.
Go. I know food does.
I want tenderloin because you can eat it with a spoon, boys.
I think I'm going to go home and smoke a deer backstrap.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
After talking about this.
That's it.
What else you got, Sean?
I think we've done this one, but I think it's worth visiting again.
Well, the second time we do it, it'll be better.
If you could live anywhere in the United States of America other than L.A., lady, I ain't never moving to Los Angeles.
Is it L. dot A. dot?
Did you see what I did there? She meant here. Yeah. Where would we live?
Arkansas. A lot of critters in Arkansas.
It's a good one.
That's a good one. Central Arkansas is a good one. You're close to a lot of stuff.
I think I'd go west.
I'd go to Arkansas. On
You're going west.
On a whiskey boat.
Problem with west, man, it get cold out there.
It
gets cold.
It depends on how far west you go.
Not in San Diego.
No, you start climbing that hill out there, it gets cold, man. Walter sent me a picture the other day. You know, he just moved to Idaho Falls.
Oh, I know. That's cold.
And is that in Idaho?
Yeah, shooting mallard ducks on a warm spring and everything around him was frozen.
Oh, yeah.
No way, Jose.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I don't know. Sundance, Wyoming would be cool till wintertime got there.
Yeah.
It's a neat area.
I was thinking about all the critters and all the waterfowl in Texas.
Texas, yeah.
They got a bunch of game.
They do.
Ooh. Big time. Doves.
Texas does. Arkansas does.
I think I pretty well live anywhere As long as it didn't get above like central Missouri, you can kind of pretty much draw a line, straight line there. At that latitude, I ain't going no higher than that. Like, that's it.
It gets too cold.
I'm a lizard.
When it'll freeze a cow standing up, no, that's too cold for me.
I'm a lizard. Give me some heat. I can deal with the heat.
I'm going to Florida.
I like Florida.
Make America Florida.
Florida ain't bad.
Yeah.
They got two different oceans.
Except they don't one. They don't have enough critters down there.
They got
all the fish.
Well, yeah, they got plenty of fish now.
You got to leave during the hurricane season.
You ain't got to.
You'd be
smart to.
Yeah, I got hit by two hurricanes right here in West Monroe.
Yeah. No, we didn't get hit by what they get hit with.
No, that's true. But, hey, they built that sucker back up. They got going on down there. Make America Florida. That's all I'm going to say. All right. Dingus 8000. He's got a question. Do you think it's serious or silly?
Silly.
Wrong. How do I know when I can be honest with my girlfriend and tell her I love her? Then he just says 6 months. I don't know if that means they've been dating for 6 months. I don't know if he's asking 6 months. But when can he be honest with his girlfriend and say I love you?
I don't know, because once you fire that shot, you can't put it back in the
holster. You might get a thank you back.
Yeah.
But you got to be, if you love her.
Yeah.
Just tell her.
Tell her and hope for the best. Hope she does too.
That, yeah. I don't understand that because, hey, you always got to be honest.
Ding, ding, ding.
There you go.
I think it's time, Dingus.
I'm not saying don't be honest. I'm just saying be prepared for what may or may not happen after you fire that shot. That's a four-letter word that's a big one there that escalates things.
When did you tell Brittany you loved her?
Oh, it was probably, I don't remember, probably not a year, not quite a year. It was less than a year. But, I mean, I was, when I let that one out, I was like, uh-oh. Let's find out. You know, I mean, that's one of them. It'll let you know your status real quick. Like, is this worth pursuing or is she about to ghost me from here on out? Like,
she about to ghost you.
Yeah. Is this
leaving? Godwin, do you remember?
I don't remember.
Si, was it that night with
pretty
the dragon?
Sure, dragon? I said it first.
Yeah. It took me 14 hours to convince her to marry me.
Well, I would hope you'd said I loved her by then.
On night one?
No, that was the dragon. No, he's talking about when the marrying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The engagement.
Do you want to know?
How quick? 3 weeks? I mean, you're a hopeless romantic, so I'm cool with
less.
It.
Like,
less than 3 weeks?
3 hours.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks from everywhere.
Really?
I went for it.
And?
She said it back. I don't know if she meant it. I don't know if I meant it, if I'm being honest. I was a child. We got married when we were like 12, 19, but she was 19. Oh, yeah. Then we broke up.
I think so. That was later.
Then we got back together. We were always meant to be.
How quick did you say it when you got back together?
Pretty quick.
Did you wait a minute?
No. I think part of... No. The day. No, because I was mad. I was still mad. And I was like, hey, girl, we got to talk. And I said, I don't know why we're not together.
I like it. Hey, girl. I got to talk. We got to talk, girl.
We were at a big gathering, and I said, hey, we got to talk outside. We happened to run in the same circle that day, and I was like, look, here's the deal. I love you. Like, we can figure this out. And we got back together. But that's a bold strategy, my man.
Was there any white claws involved? No, you never mind. I used 19.
Couldn't buy them. No, but I'll say you probably have no idea what love can be, Dingus. Because I said it in 2 weeks and I said it on the day I got married and I did love her, but it gets way better over time. So, I don't think I like
without question,
like you love Brittany way more today than
and way different.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A completely different. Yes. 100% completely different meaning of that word. Now. Yeah.
A lot more lights have come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Way more than
one flashing red at that point.
Way more than 2 weeks in knowing Allison. It's a very different feeling now. And it's way better.
Yeah.
But it took a lot of growth.
It does get better.
So Dingus, I think I just love that this man's name is like Dingus 8000, and he—that's all Dingus, I got to call
him. Dingus 8000.
So Dingus, I'm gonna say go for it, because if you do, like, search yourself, make sure like you're ready for this, and if you do, you just go out there and say it. And if she says maybe or thank you, I always hear that's a popular one. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
You're just gonna have to roll with it.
And she says thank you, say you're welcome because you're polite, and realize that this probably ain't the time.
Yeah,
I wouldn't fire a second one. don't fire two shots back there. Don't.
yeah. If she says thank you, you'd be back off of that one for a while.
Don't double tap.
And then hey, maybe one day she comes back and she says I love you.
I just wasn't ready then.
It happens all the time. Love is a tricky thing.
Mm-hmm.
Tricky thing. Love on the rocks ain't no big surprise. Neil Diamond.
I thought it was a splendid thing.
Oh, it's tricky and splendid.
It's all the things. All right, you got a verse?
I just love the fact that you tried to guess 3 weeks to make me feel silly, and you overshot me. I'm going with the verse.
He didn't have faith in you.
No, that wouldn't make you feel silly. I knew it was uncomfortably quick.
Verse of the
I know you well enough to know that that was uncomfortably quick. Like, I don't know at 3 weeks that I love a freaking cheeseburger. Like, that's what's weird.
Cheeseburgers love at first sight. You know or you don't.
Now, pizza, I said it immediately.
Pizza, I know that one, too. I know I'm going to love a pizza, even if it's gross. All right, John.
Godwin.
What did he say?
He said,
I can taste that every time y'all talk.
He said, All right, let's go home.
John 10:7-9-10. Jesus said, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Jesus promised you heaven, but following him also gives you a really good fun time here on this old ball of earth that's pretty tough to live on. So I'm just asking you, if you don't know him, follow him. Find somebody that does follow him and ask them questions.
He's the good shepherd.
Amen.
That's my last advice for the day.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Whenever this one falls, folks, hope you have a great holiday season.
It's the holiday.
We appreciate all your support, and we are absolutely crowding 200 episodes. So.
Wow. Love you.
No, this is past 200.
Is it? Yeah. When does is this 201?
Stay there. You don't.
So look, we're at 201.
Oh, my goodness.
Golly, that last episode was wild, wasn't it?
I don't know yet, but we're going to try.
I'm going to go eat a cheeseburger.
He's going to eat a cheeseburger.
I got to get to work.
Let's have a pizza party.
He's going to eat a cheeseburger for that one.
Holler at your boy.